Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's been a while. I've been on vacation and working and school, so I apologize for the delay, everybody. But welcome to a brand new episode of the Translessa Plan. Yes, your go-to podcast for transgender history. As always, I am your host, Mari. And today's episode, we'll be discussing a woman within the 17th century who was very daring and defiant. Some very good words that I would like to use to describe it. I think once I tell you all the story, you all will agree to what I have to say. But I apologize for my delay, y'all. It's been a long couple of weeks, and I know I haven't dropped the episode in a while, but I am going to continue to provide you all with brand new trans history information. Trans education as well. During this podcast, it is my favorite thing to do within the weeks, obviously whenever I'm not busy with anything else. So aside from me giving you all a nice, probably not needed introduction of why I've been going for a couple weeks, to get directly into today's content. So today we're going to talk about Mary Frith, also known as Moll Capurse, who was born in London in 1584. Mary was a woman who defied societal norms and paved her own way during the 17th century. So she grew up in a time of when women were expected to conform to rigid gender roles, but Mary had other plans, actually. So from a young age, she rejected traditional expectations and embraced a life of independence and adventure. One of the remarkable aspects of Mary's life was her unconventional appearance. She famously wore men's clothing, smoked a pipe in public, and carried a sword. And these behaviors at the time were considered scandalous. But as you can see, based upon the description I provided, Mary remained undeterred. So Mary's rebellious spirit extended beyond her appearance. She became a skilled pickpocketer and thief, targeting wealthy individuals in the glistening streets of London. And her daring exploits and ability to escape capture earned her a notorious reputation throughout the city. Now I laugh because obviously we all know that London is currently going through some things here. So the convenience of a person who I'm talking about for a translucent plan being from London, I'm not going to say that's funny because it's a scary thing that's going on in London right now. And I'm going to just say, I hope everybody is safe and can figure out that problem as soon as possible. But to continue on, however, Mary's story is not solely defined by her criminal activities, right? She was also well known and a respected individual and figure in the theater scene, where she performed on stage, challenging societal norms by participating in traditionally male-dominated professions. So I want to stop real quick because I had a conversation with my coworker. We were discussing societal roles back in the day in the centuries of the 17th century, 18th century, and beyond, right? And he was talking about how back in the day before women were involved in the theater scene, that men would play women's roles in theater. And I know a lot of people talk today about how like transgender is a new thing coming into practice, or I won't say practice, but coming into the world, and it's being forced upon and things like that. And I think a lot of people fail to realize how long ago transgender people, non-binary people, etc., were presented to this earth, literally. At the same time where we were all conceived, all the way down to however far we can go, that's when trans people were out and about and still living life authentically, but people probably didn't pay attention. Obviously, it wasn't a big thing back in the day. As we gotten older and people's unique views to society have changed, I think that we have brainwashed ourselves to believe that trans people are new, and we are not new. We have always been here. Do your research, do your history lessons, read them. And I promise you, find the information that you need. This is not like a shot at anybody listening to this. I'm just saying, for those out there who make it seem as though trans individuals are new and aren't aware, and they choose not to be aware. So I had this podcast. But to continue on, But how did Mary manage to live such a bold and daring life during a time when women were expected to be submissive, right, and conformist? It was her unwavering determination and refusal to bow down to societal expectations that allowed her to carve her own path. Mary faced immense scrutiny for her choices, and she was often labeled as immoral and scandalous, but she remained unfazed. Instead, she saw herself as a trailblazer, pushing the boundaries of what we considered acceptable for women. Mary's defiance of gender norms was not limited to her personal life. She actively fought against the restrictions placed on women by participating in political discussions and advocating for women's rights. And her voice was loud, clear, and challenging the patriarchy that she lived in. Mary First's life and story will have a significant impact and has had a significant impact on transgender history. To note, while it is important that the concept of transgender identity was, as we understand it today at least, did not exist in the 17th century, Mary's defiance of traditional gender norms and her determination to live authentically resonated with the experiences of transgender individuals from the past and the present, of course. So by being open and boldly embracing a non-conforming gender expression, Mary has challenged the rigid binary understandings of gender in her time, and her choice to wear men's clothing, reject societal expectations of femininity, can be seen as an early form of gender non-conformity. And in doing so, she paved the way for future generations who would explore and express their gender identities outside the confines of societal norms, which obviously we see today, aside from the appearance piece of it. We're also talking about the fluidity of sexuality and expressions of gender identity as well. So let's think about all that as well, include everything. Mary's refusal to conform to assigned gender roles and her assertion of personal autonomy can also be seen as a precursor to the modern transgender rights movement. She demonstrated that gender is not solely determined by one's assigned sex at birth, but rather a complex and multifaceted aspect of one's identity. And her audacity to question and challenge societal expectations laid the foundation for the recognition and acceptance of transgender and non-binary individuals today. So while Mary's story may not align, of course, with the contemporary understanding of transgender identity, her life does serve as a powerful example of defiance, resilience, and the pursuit of personal truth. Through her actions, of course, Mary played a significant role in shaping the trajectory, my apologies, of transgender history and inspiring individuals to live authentically regardless of societal expectations. So as I wrap up this week's Trans Lesson Plan, as we celebrate and honor the contributions of transgender individuals throughout history, Mary First stands as a pioneer whose legacy continues to resonate with those who strive for self-expression and acceptance. And I want you all to continue to do that. Please and thank you. Embrace your true selves, everybody. Reflect on your life and know that it is important to recognize the impact of anyone that I discuss in all these Trans Lesson Plans on challenging gender norms and societal expectations, living a life on your own terms, and continuing to inspire generations as the years progress. So I thank you all for joining me on this week's episode of the Trans Lesson Plan. Stay tuned for our next episode, of course, where we continue to uncover the remarkable stories of individuals who shaped the trans world. If you have any questions, want to learn a little bit more about me, learn a little more about the story, let's start with me first, right? Because I'm just as important as Mary. Nah, I'm going to start with Mary first. If you want to learn more about Mary, of course, definitely check out your local libraries. Please check out the local libraries. They have so much information of oral histories, papers, archives, etc. that will hold all this information I discuss in any of the Trans Lesson Plan podcast episodes. Also check out like scholar websites like Google Scholar, Human Rights Campaign, which isn't technically a scholar website, just another location to find just some more information about LGBTQ plus history or transgender history. The Digital Transgender Archives, which is located in Canada, is a great place to start as it relates to transgender information. It's like I said, strictly focuses on transgender archives. And lastly, the last place I would like to talk about is your local universities. They normally might have some if they have a women's gender sexuality studies department or school or college, normally they will have some type of transgender or history. So I know me living in Atlanta, I participate and volunteer for the Georgia State's Trans Oral History Project. So just check out your local university libraries as well to find some more information on that. As it relates to me, you can find me on social media at MariWorld, that's MARIIWRLD. If you want to follow my speaker page, it's Amari Speaks, AMARISPEAKS. Lastly, you can check out my website, it's www.amarimcgee.com. Same thing with the Trans Lesson Plan. You can follow us on all the social media platforms at the Trans Lesson Plan. You don't have to put the part though, but just at Trans Lesson Plan. You can find us on all your social media platforms and also our website at the www.translessonplan.com. So until next time, guys, I appreciate you all for listening to this week's episode. Please stay tuned. I will keep you all updated on the social media platforms for more information. You can always reach out to me via my website or on the Translessons Plan. We have contact information on there to ask any additional questions that I'll be happy to answer during one of these podcast episodes as well. So with that, I hope you all have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week. And thank you all for listening to Translessons Plan. Don't forget to tell a friend. And I'll see you next week. Peace.